More Native organizations are coming out against the appointment of Wayne Anthony Ross as the new Attorney General. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70 in Juneau are calling on lawmakers to reject Ross's appointment. Bradley Flitch, ANB camp president, says some of their recent complaints include haggling Indian Child Welfare Act cases with state government.
And getting them to recognize tribal sovereignty and that it's federal law that Native people deal with Native children. And, you know, there's just a whole long history of issues where tribal sovereignty and states' rights conflict. These have all been settled in the lower 48. And yet we've had one litigious attorney general after another having to go out and retry all of these standing precedences.
Worried that trend could continue, camp members approved a resolution outlining their grievances against Ross.
When you discussed sort of his belief on tribal sovereignty, his stance on subsistence, and his confrontational personality, we just knew that the next 2 years, you know, he was going to go challenge everything he could. And that's not good for the state of Alaska to continue to pit these communities against each other.
Flitch says the Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp has an executive committee meeting planned for this Saturday. They're expected to issue a formal resolution that's identical to the one issued by Camp 70. Meanwhile, ANB and ANS officers were given the go-ahead to testify during Ross's confirmation hearings this week. A joint session of the legislature will vote on the appointment April 16th. The Alaska Federation of Natives, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, and the Association of Village Council Presidents have also voiced their opposition to Ross.